I trust that I'm thankful to be here and that for the time that I'm before you, you will pray for me that the Lord would bless us together, that we might be edified by the things that are contained in the Word of God. I promise you I won't be long, but if you haven't heard some of the subject that I feel like is upon my mind, it might be beneficial to you and you might be able to use parts of it for the rest of your life in the wonderful things of our God. In 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse, we read, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." That is a verse of Scripture that teaches us that there are three in the Godhead, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now that's a great mystery. I've heard a lot of illustrations to try to illustrate the Godhead, but I've never heard one yet to completely do it. Not to my satisfaction. In the first chapter of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, I want to use the 20th verse, "The Lord being my helper," as a subject. The word Godhead is used three times in the Scriptures. It's used in Colossians, and it's used in the book of Acts. And it's used here in this verse. "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Now that verse teaches us that the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen. So that no one has an excuse to say there is no God. Only the fool would say in his heart there is no God. Because there are too many evidences in just the creation that God has made to prove that there is God. And I want to discuss just a few of them with you tonight. Now, God made the first man, Adam. And God made him body, soul, and spirit. Remember now, the Godhead is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. It's amazing as you begin to think about things of three and how they manifest the Godhead. You know, just the blood that flows through our cells. Now, I'm not a chemist and I'm not a doctor, but I've read enough about blood to know that it's made up of white, red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. The human ear, the outer ear, the inner ear, and the middle ear. The middle ear even has three bones. I mean, God's wrote all over man, and God's wrote all over creation. The universe It's made up of time, space, and matter. And time is made up of three different, isn't it? Past, present, and future. God's put His stamp on time, Brother Philip. You see, when people paint a beautiful picture, or when a manufacturer makes a toy, they always stamp it who made it, don't they? And God has put His stamp on three in the universe. On time, God has put His stamp. On man, God has put His stamp. On space, God has put His stamp. Space is measured height, depth, and width. Matter is measured solids, gas, and liquids. I'm telling you, brethren, there is no excuse for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and not Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, I want to give you an assignment. For the rest of your life, you try to see how many things you can see the Trinity in three. It's unbelievable. It's amazing how God has displayed His hand in creation. It's such a wonderful thing. And I want to try to close tonight with a three that's a high pinnacle for me. When God was going to destroy the universe with water, He told Noah to build an ark. And I believe God gave him the plans for the ark. And the ark had three stories in it. And I believe that each one of those represents something that can bring peace and joy to you and I as we live in this world. You know, Noah was in the ark a lot longer than I ever dreamed he was when I began to study about how long he was in that ark. He was 60 years old in 2 months and a few days when he entered in. And when he came out, he was 61 years old and a few days. And then he stayed out about 2 months and 17 more days. Noah was in that ark for over a year. In the top of that ark, there was one door. And Noah opened that door when he began to search to see if the waters had abated. The first thing he let loose was a raven, and it never returned. And it flew from place to place. And it found plenty of dead stuff to light on and to eat. And then he released a dove, a little dove. And it wasn't long before it came back. It had nowhere to rest its feet. And I see that as God's children under the law. There's no place in the law for any peace for a child of God. The law condemns. The law says you are a sinner. And the law proves it. the law condemns every day. There's no peace under the law service. I've got a lot of friends in Macon that are living under the law. And I want to try to the best of my ability to get them out from under that bondage. They believe with all their hearts that what they're doing is enabling them to go to heaven. There's just no peace. There's no satisfaction in the law. But then, Noah released another dove. And it came back. But it had an olive leaf in its mouth. And for the last 2,000 years over, Brother Philip, God's children have been hearing the message of the peace of the gospel of the Son of God, that through His death all of our sins are put away. Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem, crying to her that a wolf has accomplished, and that she hath received double at the hand of the Lord for all her transgressions. All of your sins are paid for by the blood of the Son of God. That's the best news a sinner will ever hear this side of heaven. The war is over. The battle is won. The victory is won. He who knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The gospel message of peace has rung for a long time. And I thank God that He blessed me to hear it. He blessed me to feel to be a part of the cleansing of the blood of the Son of God that was shed on Calvary's cross. And I can say with the Apostle Paul, as he said in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, there is therefore now, right now, no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the Spirit, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, the law couldn't set you free. But Jesus Christ set you free from the law of sin and death. All of us were condemned from the law of sin and death to a devil's hell. But Christ has set us free. And right now, to them that are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation and never will be. Isn't that glorious? And then finally, Noah let another dove loose. And it didn't return. And after a while, the church on earth is going to hear the trump sound. And we're going to leave this old world, Brother Philip. And we're not coming back. We're going home to be with the Lord. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer. When you pray, remember me.